We're going to conclude this hour trying to carry out the mission that I outlined at the beginning of the program, and that is to leap outside of the media bubble of New York and the, shall we say, the recovery bubble here in the East, where so many people are affected by Superstorm Sandy, to find out how people around the United States are getting an impression of what's happened here in the East. Will that have any political significance? Are people in America generally going to change their votes, re-examine their sort of political outlook as a result of seeing the candidates behaving very, very differently, speaking about very different things, showing up at very different photo opportunities? You saw the president touring the devastation in New Jersey yesterday, very chummy with a Republican governor, Chris Christie, in New Jersey. Does that have an impact? We're looking for people outside of the recovery zone. And, of course, we want you to participate, 877-8-MY-TAKE. Or you can post a comment at thetakeaway.org. But naturally, we wanted to reach out to our independent voters who've been with us throughout the campaign to talk with them about what they're seeing. We have two folks on the line who are pretty much outside of the recovery zone. Julia Pfaff is an adjunct professor at George Mason University in Virginia. And John Rampe is president of Torque Transmission Company in Ohio, one of our independent voters when we visited the Cleveland area some weeks back. John, let me begin with you. What's your impression of the last several days and how the government has responded?
Well, my impression, I think the government has done a good job of responding. But from a political standpoint, I'm hoping and seeing maybe a little better reality of the situation in this country. In other words, we've been spared a lot of the rhetoric, political rhetoric, in the last few days, and we're concentrating on basic problems that are facing this country that have been personified by this storm. And I think that all in all, perhaps when we go into next Tuesday, there will be a little greater clarity of voters, especially myself, of being able to see maybe what are some of the real issues that we have to deal with, rather than the kind of the flutter that keeps occupying our lives.
So, John Rampe, your impression is that this crisis has added a dose of reality and blown away a lot of the rhetoric that really frustrated you when we visited you there in Lake County, Ohio, some weeks back.
At this point, yes. I mean, there's always room that we can flood the airwaves again, but I'm hoping that we'll be concentrating on those things that are really, truly important to this country. And right now, to me, the most important thing is just dealing with our economic issues and the problem that we have with our population. We've ignored a lot of the people, and we've gotten off on tangents that aren't important.
Julia Pfaff, taking that theme of John Rampe or adding your own impressions, how have you seen the government responding, and what impression does it give you going into the election next Tuesday?
I have to agree with John. I think that, you know, I was heartened by Governor Christie and President Obama's what they said about each other, how they work together. That's the kind of message we want to show to the country and who we are as a people. You know, President Obama reminded us that one of the promises he made was to fix FEMA, and you know, all the disasters that have occurred it over the last 4 years, it does seem we haven't had a replay of Katrina. And it does seem like the government is working. And so that's a positive thing. I'm concerned, though, that, you know, we don't keep these lessons very long. And after the election, I'm afraid that Congress, which is broken, is going to go back to its old ways. I don't think it ever left its ways. And you know, we're going to see a lot of, you know, just strife. And I don't think it's going to matter who is elected as president, to be perfectly honest with you. And it's going to take the efforts of groups like No Labels, other groups that are reaching out and telling Congress to act like adults.
All right. That's Julia Pfaff, who's an adjunct professor at George Mason University in Virginia. Focus on that a little bit, because as both of you have mentioned, the moment the election is over, we've got a fiscal crisis that's going to have to be dealt with. And there are economic issues still outstanding from the recession that Congress will have to deal with over the next 4 years, no matter who is in the White House. John Rampe, looking at the last couple of days, In part, the Republican strategy against Barack Obama, and it hasn't been exclusively from the mouth of Mitt Romney, but certainly a lot of Republicans have described the last 4 years as a case of total incompetence, that Barack Obama is incompetent. Are we seeing a government right now that is, okay, you can criticize its ideological outlook, but is not fundamentally incompetent, and perhaps that rhetorical strategy or tactic was a mistake on the part of some Republicans? John?
Well, I think so. What we've been going through the last 4 years has been really a financial tsunami that government has never experienced before, or at least in our lifetime. They've never experienced anything of such a magnitude of problems. And the biggest issue is that nobody has a clear understanding of how to go about solving it. Everyone, of course, wants to come up with a diet cookie approach that if you vote for me, I'll make your life so much better. But all in all, I think government has been as competent as it's capable of being under these circumstances.
Okay, before we go, you want to call it? Do you think this circumstance of the last couple of days favors Barack Obama or Mitt Romney? And anything you want to say to the people on the East Coast? Julie, I'll begin with you.
Well, first of all, I just keep my thoughts and prayers are with people in New Jersey and New York. I went to high school in New Jersey, and it's just devastating. And, you know, it's hard to tell. I think President Obama, if it keeps going, that it's going to be favorable for him. But, you know, who knows? It's close to call, and we have all kinds of weird scenarios out there.
That's right, and there's several more days to experience them. John Rampe, take us out.
Essentially, my aspect on Mitt Romney was sometimes change, and just because of change, it always leads to a better day. But right now, Barack Obama, just because of the emergency, is now showing strong leadership. And frankly, that's what the country needs most, is somebody willing to show strong leadership. And if he can carry this through to the election, I think he stands a chance.
He stands a chance to get John Rampe's vote?
Very possibly.
Wow, that is an amazing data point. And
right.
if you go back to the takeaway.org and listen to what John has said over the last several weeks, quite a transformation. Julia Pfaff, thanks so much. John Rampe, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Have All a right. great day.
Our independent voices from around the country, will check in more with them before Election Day. And we've been hearing your stories all week. We heard some incredible ones here in the New York area last night on WNYC. Here's Jane, who reached out to us from Jersey City.
Last night, several of us got together for dinner and did sort of a clean the refrigerator party out and had a nice dinner with wine and everything. And we're fortunate enough to have gas stoves and water heaters and fireplaces here, so we have a lot more than a lot. But we have a really great building and a good community, so we just get together during good and bad times and share the wealth, sort of, and have a good time.
Wherever you are, we'd love to hear from you. Call 877-8-MY-TAKE, post to thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.